KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. In college men's basketball last night, Seth Tuttles tied a career high with 24 points on 9 of 12 shooting, and Nate Buss scored a season-high 15 to lead Northern Iowa to a 55-39 win over Southern Illinois. Tuttle had 8 rebounds, and Buss made 6 of 9 field goals, including 3 of 4 from three-point range. Southern Illinois made just 8 of 27 field goals in the first half and trailed 25-18 at the break. Sean O'Brien opened the second half with a 3 to pull the Salukis within 4, but a 19-6 run by Northern Iowa over the next 8-plus minutes made it 43-27, and Southern Illinois trailed by double digits the rest of the way in Cedar Falls. The Panthers improved to 13-2 with that victory. They're now 2-1 in Missouri Valley Conference play. Elsewhere in top 25 men's college basketball last night, it was number 2 Duke defeating Wake Forest 73-65. Third-rated Virginia downed North Carolina State 61-51. Fourth-ranked Wisconsin, a Big Ten winner over Purdue, 62-55. Number 5 Louisville beat Clemson 58-52. Ninth-rated Utah downs Colorado 74-49. Illinois upended number 11 Maryland 64-57. 12th-ranked Kansas outdueling number 21 Baylor 56-55. 15th-rated Wichita State, a winner over Bradley, 63-43. Xavier knocks off 19th-rated Seton Hall, 69-58. And number 20, Virginia Commonwealth, the winner over Davidson, 71-65. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes look to move to 3-0 in the Big Ten, but they have to clear a major hurdle as they host Michigan State tonight in a game that you can hear on KJAN. The Spartans have owned the Hawkeyes in recent years, having won 13 of the last 14, including 8 in a row. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says their strength, again, is defense.
You know, with a focus and a determination that has been their staple. It's what's made them special over the years. I mean, they make great players, and they can score. But, you know, they're going to battle you. They're going to be tough. They're going to be physical. They're going to rebound.
Iowa let Michigan State off the hook in their last two meetings in Iowa City, including last year's 71-69 loss in overtime. McCaffrey feels this year's team is more able to grind out wins with defense.
You know, we were a very potent offensive team. We were scoring like 88 points a game or something like that. Different kind of team. And I think we tended to rely on that a little bit more maybe. And this year's team has had to rely a little bit more on defense and rebounding and toughness to win.
McCaffrey says it will take a complete effort tonight to pick up the win.
They're going to keep coming. I mean, that's, you know, I think when you're a coach, it's all you can ever ask. You can't expect perfection all the time, but you can't expect ultimate effort. And so anything short of that, you have a hard time beating them.
Iowa's 11-4 overall. The Spartans 1-1 in the Big Ten. They're 10-5 overall. We'll have that game for you live tonight here on the radio. 5 o'clock is the pregame start time. 6 o'clock is tip time from Carver Hawkeye Arena. Leading by 24 points early in the second half at TCU, the Iowa State women fell apart against pressure defense, suffering an 86-84 loss last night. The winning basket was scored with just over a second remaining as TCU scored 65 points in the second half.
They made everything they looked at. It was incredible how many shots they were making, and obviously our defense was non-existent.
That's ISU coach Bill Fennelly. The Cyclones committed 16 turnovers in the second half.
There's no excuse for it. You know, we need to guard better. We need to do the things that we need to do. We're not the kind of team that can just rely on certain things, certain times. And obviously the game got ridiculously physical in the second half, and we didn't handle it.
Chelsea Prince provided the game winner for TCU with 1.6 seconds remaining.
There's no way to put it into words. It's embarrassing, and I take full responsibility for it. You know, defensively, we were phenomenal in the first half. In the second half, it was non-existent, and then they make shots. And even when we guarded them, they made some really tough shots.
ISU is now 1-1 in Big 12 play. They're 10-3 overall on the season. Well, Florida State is losing its starting quarterback and former Heisman Trophy winner. Jameis Winston has issued a statement announcing that he's giving up his last 2 years of eligibility to enter the NFL draft. The 2013 Heisman Trophy winner led the Seminoles to a 26-1 record and last season's national championship. The announcement comes the same day that the woman who accused him of sexual assault filed a lawsuit against the school's board of trustees. He was not charged by police and was cleared by the university. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers says he'll play Sunday against Dallas despite sitting out yesterday's practice because of a lingering left calf injury. Rodgers has dealt with the injury for about 3 weeks and hopes occasional acupuncture will also help, along with the rest that the Packers received for earning a bye for the opening round of the playoffs. He aggravated that injury during a season-ending win over the Detroit Lions. Elsewhere around the league, Panthers coach Ron Rivera says starting defensive tackle Star Lutele says that he'll miss Saturday night's divisional playoff game against Seattle with a broken bone in his foot. Giants rookie receiver Odell Beckham Jr. is going to the Pro Bowl, replacing the injured Calvin Johnson of Detroit in the January 25th game. Beckham had 91 catches for 1,305 yards and 12 touchdowns in only 12 games this season. San Francisco's Colin Kaepernick will try to hone his quarterbacking skills with Kurt Warner this offseason. The San Francisco quarterback will begin his training and study Monday with Warner, who led the Rams and the Cardinals to the Super Bowl during his 12-year career. The Atlanta Falcons have restructured their front office by giving assistant general manager Scott Pioli more responsibility. Pioli will take on pro and college scouting and will have new NFL draft responsibilities while continuing to report to the general manager Thomas Dimitroff, who retains responsibility for salary cap and player affairs, among other duties. The moves come as the team continued its search to replace coach Mike Smith, who was fired after a 6-10 season. The New York Giants have fired defensive coordinator Perry Fuel and secondary cornerbacks coach Peter Junta after allowing the third most yards in the NFL during the regular season. Fuel had been the Giants' defensive coordinator since 2010. Longtime Dallas Cowboys defensive tackle Jethro Pugh has died at the age of 70. Pugh was the first Dallas player to lead the team in sacks for five straight seasons, doing it from 1968 to 72. He's fifth on the team's career list with 99.5 sacks. And the Chiefs have signed Terrell Pryor to a one-year deal to provide competition at the backup quarterback spot. That's according to a person familiar with that situation who spoke anonymously Wednesday night because the Chiefs haven't announced the deal. Pryor worked out for the team earlier on Wednesday and then later tweeted a picture of himself carrying a notebook with the Chiefs logo on it. That signing could mean the end of backup Chase Daniels' run in Kansas City. The Chiefs are tight up against the salary cap, and parting with Daniel could save nearly $4 million. The Chiefs also have developmental quarterbacks Tyler Bray and Aaron Murray on their roster. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.